I think the key thing is that people often think in a time of crisis, you need to have all the answers as a leader. And I think you actually don't. That's a lot of where definitely politically, a lot of the leaders that, you know, we've seen not do particularly well in the world. And the reality is in a situation like this, you can't have all the answers. It's impossible to, because we've never dealt with anything like this before. You know, and you look at the leaders that have done well, Angela Merkel in Germany, actually, a lot of the female leaders and politicians on the national stage have been much better at being honest and saying when actually they don't know the answer and they don't know what the future looks like. And that's definitely a start I tried to model internally, which is I'm going to talk regularly. I'm going to communicate regularly with everyone. I'm going to be honest when I know the answer, but I'm also going to be honest when I don't know the answer. And I'm going to try and be as vulnerable as possible in the right moments. You know, in any kind of economic downturn, money is always something that people worry about. And they worry about it, you know, in relation to how it's going to affect them. So we are very transparent with all of our numbers. We make sure that we share those on a kind of, you know, regular basis, weekly basis. And then we dig deeper into them at various moments. But if anyone wants to access them at any point, they can. They've got full view access on all of our kind of revenue metrics. So it's about being clear about what those numbers are and then different points at which we're going to have to do things. So at one point, are we going to have to cut salaries? At what point will furlough happen? At what point can we bring salaries back? You know, all these different types of things. Just making sure we're really clear about communicating on what the fiscal situation of the business is and what are the various actions and activities that could happen at different moments. And, you know, the phrase I kept saying was no surprises. That was really important to us. So we have a daily meeting anyway. We start the day together at 10 o'clock on a big video call. And that's always worked really well for us. Well, you know, and then we also have a kind of wrap-up meeting at the end of the week, which is a good opportunity to communicate things. I then send a weekly email to everyone with like key highlights, key numbers. Yeah, you know, we'll have an all company all hands if there's something bigger we need to discuss. So yeah, lots of opportunities for communication. I think in this scenario, in a challenging situation like this, more communication is always better than less. We had a lot of these things in place already and they just turned out that they were pretty useful for us. What we're now thinking about is how do we adapt our communication strategy so it's more remote friendly? You know, how do we shift from written to audio and video? How do we do things in a more asynchronous fashion? Those are the kind of things that we're thinking about.